Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
And it's down bad in Cincinnati. Do you see the fight that happened in the Cincinnati crowd?
Oh, boy.
Some older guy with a Burrow jersey just gets a right knuckle shuffle to the jawline.
Wow.
Not great. Man. Not...
What did he do to get that?
I don't know. They got into a wild fistfight following Joe Burrow's injury on Sunday.
The funny thing is now, and I know this has been around for a while, but since we have the ability to all of us have phones in our pockets and cameras in our pockets, you're actually seeing the stuff that always took place, but we never saw it before because, well, there was no way to capture that, you know, on tape. Did you see the guy, was he at the Dallas game? And the security was leading him out and he dipped into a row and took off his hat and hid and they couldn't find him.
That's great.
And so he ended up staying in the game. I thought that was a great video. But, like, people have been making asses of themselves forever at these games. Now we got the ability to just capture it all the time.
Was it every stadium or most stadiums have, like, the visual camera where they can, like, pretty much see everyone who's sitting in every seat?
So,
like, if you do something, they can be like, oh, where was that person at? It's like, I don't know. We were in section 232. And they can go right to that section and be like, here's every seat, every row, every person. It was that guy.
That guy right there, yeah. A lot of people don't like those cameras that are up there, but I feel like if you don't like those cameras, you're probably doing something wrong.
Getting in a fight after your quarterback gets hurt is never good.
No.
Also, did you see that Carson Wentz is probably going to start Sunday? Is that if Kevin O'Connell can get Carson Wentz to win that game?
Who do they have?
This Sunday?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. I think it's – is it the Bears?
I think it is.
Is it Vikings?
So they have a bye.
I think it is. I think it is Vikings-Bears.
It's the Bengals.
So or the Bengals.
Still have
a bye. Two quarterbacks.
So still a bye. So two backup quarterbacks, they quickly called Spiro Dedes and said, you're on this game.
Yeah.
Yeah, if Carson Wentz looks awesome and guys are open and they're driving down the field, I mean, we should have a conversation about that. That's all I'm going to say.
About okay.
Kevin O'Connell or Carson Wentz?
Kevin O'Connell,
about
Carson Wentz, or J.J. McCarthy.
About what that means for Kansas City and how we aren't scheming guys open and how Carson Wentz was not efficient or productive at all in this offense when we saw him against a Broncos defense that didn't have anything to play for.
Fair point. And almost lost an underdog
bet. Well, the Chiefs really didn't have anything to play for that day. Yeah, I almost lost my underdog bet with one yard.
Those guys on our team absolutely have things
to play for.
Absolutely.
Well,
they're fighting for their lives.
I guess. Yeah, but I mean...
And you want to beat the you want to beat the
Broncos. Yeah.
And they got beat 38-3.
Carson Wentz, did they score that many points in that game?
Carson Wentz threw for what, eight yards?
Yeah.
Bob, you know, you barely made that
bet. I know.
But yeah, I think that's interesting because he's What is he, the first quarterback in NFL history to start for a team in six consecutive years, and they're all six different teams? All
different teams. So wait, Philadelphia, Indianapolis, Kansas City, now Minnesota. Who else did he play for?
Shout out to brother Ryan.
Who the hell else did Wentz play for? Did he play for
Washington, right?
Didn't he? Oh, yeah. That's right. He did. He had a and hot minute there. And the Rams. Yep. Yeah.
Nailed it.
That's it.
That's insane. 6 years, six different teams, six starts.
Carson Wentz in year three.
I mean, that's crazy.
I remember when I thought he was the truth.
Oh, God. Well, he was an MVP.
He was awesome.
And then Nick Foles in the room and said, I'm going to steal your Super Bowl, and then your juju's gone.
It's over.
And then we're going to put a statue to me up. The coach is going to get fired. You're going to get traded, and the rest is history. But what happened with Carson Wentz there?
Weird, man.
Something went on where, like, nobody believed in him, or, like, there was something that, like, didn't sit well in the locker room.
Yeah, that could have been it.
I don't remember what it was, but it was like, this guy's got to go. And now he's a career backup. I can make good money just kind of hanging out, you know? But he just joined Minnesota last week. I mean, this isn't a guy that's been on the roster all preseason.
Is that true?
Yeah. Wow. He didn't have a job in training camp. So
we were like, well, he hasn't been signed.
Yes. We had the conversation like 2 weeks ago, and here he is now starting. Life comes at you fast in the NFL, doesn't it?
Good luck.
Hey, you weren't doing anything last week. Now you want to start? Start? I just wanted to come and hold a clipboard and collect $4 million. You want me to play? I'll pass.
Yeah, that's tough. But yeah, Carson Wentz, man, probably going to start. And then who's the backup in Washington? I know that's not.
Oh, God, no, I mean.
It's not Sam Howell anymore, backup in Washington.
No, Thurston got traded. Yeah, he's in Seattle now. Or was. I don't know. He may not even be in Seattle anymore.
I don't think he is either.
Because they got rid of him.
I think so. Let me look up.
Because what? There's a backup in Cincinnati playing. This
Yes. We know this guy very well.
Don't tell me. Okay. I heard you say something, but we know this guy very well. Oh, is it Mariota?
Yes.
I heard the mock.
Yep. Sorry. I messed it up. Marcus Mariota.
No, that's fine.
So Jake Browning, Marcus Mariota, Carson Wentz, week three of the NFL.
Woo!
Right.
I mean.
Tell me where you rather be. 2-0 with no quarterback, or 0-2 getting healthy?
Yeah, we asked that yesterday. I think it's, you know, I think that's what I said. Dude, would you rather be the Bengals right now 2-0, or the Chiefs 0-2?
Well, you asked that question yesterday, and then like 85 other quarterbacks got injured as the day went on yesterday.
Crazy, man.
Like every 10 minutes, it's like this guy's out, and you're like, damn. So now, how many quarterbacks do we have? We got three starters already out for an extended period of time,
right,
in the NFL. Those are the teams that might as well just cut their heads off and quit, because you've got a backup quarterback at the most important position in the NFL or in sports, really. And now you're using a backup, and that's not necessarily a good thing.
I don't think this game, by the way, Josh Briscoe coming up in about 5 minutes. I don't think this game is going to result into a game that we've seen in the past when it comes to a team that you are more talented than on the road. But I go back to that Tennessee Titans game way back. Mac, you remember this one because you were probably in that. I know you were there when the Chiefs got absolutely blown out by the Titans, right?
That
November sometime. Mm-hmm. It was over at halftime. It was 24 to nothing at half.
And the Chiefs wouldn't lose another game.
And I think the problem with that game was that we forgot that Tennessee had a pretty solid front four.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people via text line, via, you know, YouTube, via Twitter, whatever it is, this offensive line is ass for the Chiefs. Just hating on the offensive line. It's 2 weeks, whatever your opinion may be. A lot of people are just trying to figure out what bothers them the most in an 0-2 start. This New York Giants offensive or defensive line gives me a lot of similar vibes that Tennessee Titans team. They are big, they are fast, they are athletic, they have a rookie in Abdul Carter that could be explosive, and this is a test.
Burns has dominated this year.
And I think that's something that goes unnoticed. Do I think the Chiefs are going to lose this game? I do not. I do not think Mac will be on Instagram this week saying that the Chiefs will lose to the Giants.
I will not.
I think this will probably be one of the more accurate scripts we have when we do it on Friday this year. Now, the one thing that I do worry about is people that look at the line and see -6 Kansas City on the road. That I would stay away from, because I think this is a game where, like, you're going to try to get things figured out. You're going to put them into motion, and you're going to do it against a team that you are more superior than. That I think you could probably, you know, we can all agree on that. Mm-hmm. But
doesn't mean you win.
That offensive line is going to be in a dogfight this week. And you look at two guys, Kingsley, Juwan Taylor, and you have a guy in Jalen Moore who you sign in the offseason who is champing at the bit to possibly get in there and prove that he can be an offensive lineman. And I look at those two positions going into this week to start the conversation of what the next week is on a Tuesday. Now that everything's done and we move on to week three, it's that offensive line versus that Giants defensive line.
And that's the key matchup. And there's no other matchup really that you need to concern yourself with as a fan for this game. That's where the game is going to be won and lost. And I look at Jalen Moore, what, $10 million, right? He's standing over there on the sidelines. We can get better on the offensive line. I think the number one spot of need right now to me is left guard. I think Juwan Taylor had the come to Jesus meeting with Matt Nagy and, you know, just kind of okay. And he was brilliant on Sunday, saved the hold at the end of the game, which didn't have an impact. He was fantastic, I thought, on Sunday. It's the middle of the line. There's too much pressure coming up the middle. So you've got Jalen Moore on your team. I would give Kingsley the opportunity, but if it doesn't get better, then maybe you have to put Jalen Moore in there at that position to strengthen your offensive line. Because that Giants defensive line, man, I would trade every guy on our defensive line right now for every guy on their defensive line. Even Chris Jones, I would. I would make that trade. If I had to trade straight up our D-line to get their D-line, I would make that trade right now. They're athletic. They're fast. They're young. They're hungry. Young. And I said Brian Burns has dominated. That guy's got, I think, 4 sacks already this season, right? I know he had 2 in the game against Dallas the other day, and I think he had 2 in the opener as well against Washington. And so Brian Burns is the guy. That's Juwan Taylor's guy this week, by the way, guys. And there was a video of Brian Burns to show you how good he is. There was a video of him in the first game against Washington taking their right tackle and just bull rushing him right back into the quarterback, like with no sort of, you know, struggle at all. They've got Abdul Carter. They've got Dexter Lawrence. They've got Kayvon Thibodeau on that defensive line. That is a foursome out there that is going to need to be reckoned with by the offensive line. It's going to be a big test for our offensive line, but that's where games are won and lost. They say it all the time in the trenches. I think the Chiefs win this football game, but man, if they don't take care of their business along that offensive line and neutralize somehow, some way, that Giants defensive front, could be a long day again for Patrick Mahomes. He'll probably be the leading rusher again.
I know last year we talked about how a lot of people said that the reason Joe Tooney was struggling at times is because he was helping out the left side.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think there's any, because we keep getting this on the text, do you think there's any theory of that with Creed Humphrey having to like be over there and help out?
To me, that's too far to help out an offensive tackle. And I don't think Juwan Taylor needs help. Juwan Taylor just needs to stay on sides.
I think he's speaking to Kingsley. Do you think Creed's helping Kingsley to the left
a little bit? I don't know. I'd have to watch it more.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that question. Yeah. Maybe. Yeah.
It has a domino effect. Yeah.
But it does. Like, it really does. One bad offensive lineman has an effect on all 5 offensive linemen. But again, you can't allow yourself to be impacted by that. You still have to do your job. And if that guy next to you isn't doing his job, the camera will show that. And so you've got to do your job, because if you don't do your job and you do his job, now we got 2 people not doing their job.
Somebody who does his job every pre and post game on the Chiefs Radio Network and his job every Tuesday at 8:30 is Josh Briscoe, who joins us now. Briscoe, where is your level of offensive frustration?
Oh, pretty high. I do still feel better today than I did talking to you guys this time last week because the defense looks so much better. But I mean, we know what the missing pieces are in terms of what plan A and plan B were. So I'm still willing to give a little bit of leeway in terms of like, yeah, this is a very physically shorthanded offense in terms of not having your number one or number two receivers. I also am pretty bummed that the offense looks as toothless as it does right now, especially the running game just kind of being non-existent. So genuinely frustrated, but also short-term pessimistic, long-term relatively optimistic is kind of where I'm at right now.
Yeah, I think that's the logical way to look at it, Josh. Yeah, short-term, you know, it's like, okay, but long-term, you're like, all right, we're getting our 2 best offensive weapons back. While everybody's losing their quarterback, we're getting our 2 best offensive weapons back. And so that's a good thing. And when you can get guys back mid-season, that's going to be kind of a shot of adrenaline. I think just having Xavier Worthy back potentially this week is going to be huge for them.
Yeah, I do too. And you know, you asked it earlier, like I would much rather be the 0-2 Chiefs with Patrick Mahomes than the 2-0 Bengals without Joe Burrow. The window of where this team goes is still about as open as it's ever been, because Patrick Mahomes is the guy that decides how open your window is. But I think you can still look through these first 2 weeks. I'm sure the Chiefs have looked back at the film for these first 2 weeks to say we can't have an offense that is closer to dental work than it is to just making anything anything easier for Patrick Mahomes. It's been pulling teeth through two games. They've got to find some answers. Even if Worthy doesn't come back, or if it's obviously just Worthy until you get Rashee Rice four more games away from now, there have to be some easier answers. But I think in the back half of the season, as long as the whole season hasn't gone up in flames, I don't think it's going to. 0-2 is a tough start, but I really do think the back half of the season, we're going to kind of be able to put some of these games away as we see them more at full strength. But you guys have already touched on a few of the things. There are still real issues in the meantime. So I don't want to downplay that while still acknowledging I think the upshot here is about as good as anybody.
We were talking on together on Sunday about what we wanted to see from this defensive unit. And one thing that I completely didn't even think about was the fact that there's a mobile quarterback there in Spags' situation. I'm just going to blitz almost 20 times. Do you like that strategy? Does that work? Do you see that happening with Russell Wilson this week, who can be a statue? If you let him throw the ball, he will try to go deep on you. A secondary that's got some questions. Where do you see this defensive strategy this week, Mr. Briscoe?
I think it was objectively the right thing with the benefit of hindsight last week. I do wonder to that point, how many times can you do that? And can you do it just infinitely, which may be on the table? The issue there, I think, is that the reason that Spags went so blitz heavy and so aggressive and did so many different things, one is that it was working against Jalen Hurts, so I think that was wise. But two, I don't know how they were getting pressure any other way. I mean, Chris Jones has won a bunch of matchups. I could do without the victory formation talking, but that's neither here nor there for the time being. And George Karloftis has just kind of been erased by a really good offensive line this week. Weekend and a really banged up offensive line back in week one. So I think you almost have to play that way, especially for Russell Wilson, where like everything that the Giants did this weekend was deep ball, home run shot, let Russ cook, throw the moon ball and wait for Malik Nabers to try to come down with it. And that's something you have to be wary of. You can try to do your cover zero blitz and then play a jump ball thing, which is what happened with Devontae Smith and Trent McDuffie on Sunday. It was all pressure and Hurts just got rid of the ball before the free rusher hit him. And that's the only part of Trent McDuffie's game where he's not going to be at an advantage against most of the NFL. The jump ball thing is just not really what he's built for. So I think you have to make sure Russ doesn't have time to wait on those deep ball opportunities, because that's the spot where apparently with last weekend as the evidence against the Cowboys, apparently that's the way he can still kill you.
Yeah. And look, the Chiefs defense is better than what the Cowboys are going to put out there too. Right. Yeah. I mean, so I don't expect, I think that's more of an anomaly from Russell Wilson than what we see of the norm. I mean, we've seen the last three or so years of Russell Wilson and it hasn't been that good. That was like, wow. Okay. He went out there and beat up on a bad defense. Chiefs have a good defense. I still need more out of Chris Jones, though. I mean, we talk about having to blitz all the time, and while you're talking about that, I'm sitting there smiling. I'm like, I like the blitz, man. I do. But I also go, I don't want to have to blitz. I want my four guys to be able to get home, and that's why I need more out of, you know, Chris Jones out of this kind of stuff. Like, it sounds like we're picking on some of these guys, but you make the big bucks. You got to make the big plays.
Right, and I know, I feel like we've had this conversation on and off now for the last year and change. It's always like, we would like to see more from Chris Jones, and also I would like to see more from his supporting cast. And both of those things are true, right? Like, that's fair. Chris Jones is talking about numbers and stuff, and he hasn't racked up any this year. And also, I beg everyone to ask themselves the question, what does this defense look like if Chris Jones isn't on it?
Sure.
What is the pass rush if you replace Chris Jones with more Jerry Tillery or full-time workload for Omar Norman Lott, who you hope keeps continuing to climb? I think here's how I'll split the hair for you. I think if Chris Jones is the exact guy he is right now and the players around him improve by 15%, I think this defensive line would be fine. Mm-hmm. I don't think we're seeing that from any of his supporting cast right now. So I think it's reasonable to say, hey, we are going to need you, Chris Jones, to get into Superman mode here and be able to be the one-man wrecking crew that, you know, we saw Max Crosby a few times last night. And again, we do see this from Chris Jones still. It's just by and large, if he's the only guy winning, George Karloftis being able to clean up a busted pocket that Chris Jones burst through the middle, that's kind of the MO there, and Karloftis has just kind of gotten washed out. Mike Dana obviously gets hurt last week. Charles Omenihu's had a couple of moments here and there, but not been nearly consistent enough. it is obviously a team effort. The defensive line is a unit, just like offensive lines are. So I am willing to say that you want to see more production from Chris Jones. And I still end up looking at the edges and just wondering, when are they going to get their money's worth from anybody else on that defensive line? Yeah. Again, Omar getting the sack was really good. I'm optimistic about him and Ashton Gelati. But other than that, it's a group with too much invested to have as many questions as it does right now.
Speaking of questions, as we talk to Josh Briscoe here on 96.5 The Fan, DeAndre Swift, Jahmyr Gibbs, Bucky Irving, Nick Chubb all have fewer rushing yards than Patrick Mahomes through 2 weeks in the NFL. Is that concerning to you that he's running this much, or is it just more so like this is what we're going to see until week five, or we're going to see this until we get Rashee Rice and Xavier Worthy back on the same playing field?
I believe he has more rushing yards than Kareem Hunt and Isaiah Pacheco combined.
Right.
That's the one that concerns me. Yeah. It's funny because, like, think back to January, any January with Patrick Mahomes. You can remember half a dozen of those, like, big game clutch runs where you go, wow, he's been mostly living in the pocket this season. And then when the game is on the line, he puts his body on the line and incredible. Mahomes does it with his legs. I didn't think we were going to see that in week one. And I was hoping we weren't going to have to see as much of it in week two, because that kind of, that's been a break glass in case of emergency kind of option for the Chiefs offense. Hey, if things aren't working, Patrick Mahomes hero ball. And the fact that they ended up breaking that glass the first 2 weeks of the season, that's concerning to me more so than just like Mahomes on the move. He's smart. Obviously, he's taken some big hits and delivered some big hits this year, but I'm not like worried about him out in open space, really. I am worried about the structure that's gotten there. It's why I would love to see a more competent running game to just take a little bit off of his shoulders. But you have to ask, like, how do you survive? How do you make sure you are ideally 3-3, but, like, you have to be aware of the fact that you could be 2-4 when Rashee Rice comes back? And I don't think that's a death sentence for the season. I'm not even sure if that's a death sentence for the AFC West. They'd have to do a lot of winning in the back half. But you have to make sure your head is above water when you do get Rashee Rice back. And I think, I don't know if this is the coaching staff or if this is Mahomes, and maybe it's a little bit of both. I think you say, hey, if me going on the run is the thing that keeps us alive until Rashee Rice returns, then that's what I'm going to do. So I totally understand how the team and Mahomes got there. I would like for that to stop for the middle back half of the season, and then you can have him do the Mahomes magic stuff on his feet in the playoffs again too.
You know, Josh, my theory is with Isaiah Pacheco right now, it's not about his bad vision. It's not about this, it's about his mental state from battling back from that injury. And I think Isaiah Pacheco is timid right now to run up the middle. I mean, there have been two plays now, one that was sent to me earlier this morning in week one, where Josh Simmons is leading away around the side and he's not going with him there. He's going the wrong direction. And then we saw the play where Creed's leading up the middle and he's kind of bouncing it outside again. And I'm thinking to myself, I think it's trepidation. I think he's a little bit scared to go up there because that's where he got hurt a year ago.
Yeah, so that's kind of funny. I won't call Isaiah Pacheco scared of anything, just for what it's worth. I would like to make that out. That's the opinions of Bob Fesco and not necessarily the opinions of Josh. No, but so here's the funny thing, Bob. I texted somebody yesterday. I said, man, I wish Isaiah Pacheco would have gotten 30 more carries in the preseason, or 30 more snaps even. Just like give him a little bit of that runway, because I think he looks a little uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And to your point, I'm making fun of the word choice, but like a little bit of timidity, I guess, and just kind of getting back into the swing of it. Mm-hmm. And look, I don't really think in the modern NFL, I don't think you can live in a world where you give a running back 25 carries just to get him in a rhythm anymore. You could do that 10, 15 years ago. At that point, the game may be over. I would like to see Pacheco have that chance, though, to find his rhythm and to find a little more of a groove. And again, 10 carries doesn't magically make him productive. But I felt a little bit similarly in terms of like, man, he hasn't gotten a whole lot of live run since that injury. Obviously, right. He returned for the back half of the season, not even back half, back few games of the season. But I'd like to see him be able to knock off a little more rust. And right now, I don't know what that's going to look like, because all these reps all matter now.
But I think he just needs to go up the middle and get hit and bounce back up and realize it's going to be okay. And I think then he'll be fine.
Yeah. I mean, and he's been a guy who obviously has never shied away from violence. I mean, who has initiated it so many times. So, yeah, I think there's something interesting there where you come back from a very serious injury. You're playing I think, the most dangerous position in the sport, and you have to be an engine for your team. And if there's a little bit of hesitance in that engine, yeah, it's gonna look janky. I'm kind of with you on that. Again, I just wish he would have gotten a little more work in the preseason so he could feel a little more confident where he's at now.
And that's a great angle by you, one that I didn't even consider. Maybe that would have been the right way to do it with a guy coming back from an injury like that. So that's a good observation on your part, I think.
All right, I'll take that.
Still enjoy the...
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Enjoy the late night on Sunday night as it's Briscoe after dark on Sunday as they go
we'll
into
see you
the
Monday morning when we come in.
Yeah, I figure we'll just tag in, tag out. How do you guys want to do that? You bring donuts, we'll give you some leftovers from dinner.
As long as you got coffee ready, we're good to go.
Briscoe, all right, I'm going to need somebody to teach me how to brew it. I have not used the coffee machine there yet, but I'll figure it out just for you guys.
No doubt about it. We appreciate the time, Briscoe.
Thanks, fellas.
You got it. That's Josh Briscoe, host of the pre- and post-game on the Chiefs Radio Network.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out.
True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney+. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney+ and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.